The city of Laramie has not been famous for its economic development success. Laramie has seen a growth in technology jobs, but did not have the infrastructure to attract at least two large mega data centers. In an effort to change that, city leaders are going all out to purchase property and develop what will initially be a 160-acre technology park. The chair of the Laramie Economic Development Corporation's Board of Directors is Megan Getz. She says the idea to develop the park came from missed opportunities.
It's from a series and years of data and saying, why have we missed these projects? Why have the companies chosen to locate in Cheyenne? Why have the companies not chosen Laramie? And we're talking big companies.
So the Economic Development Group commissioned a report and got some answers.
The bottom line was we don't have shovel-ready turnkey sites that are available and attractive to data centers and green technology businesses.
The plan is this. Laramie wants to acquire a grant of more than $5 million from the Wyoming Business Council's Community Readiness Program to purchase land north of the community near a power substation to develop what they're calling the Sarasky Technology Park. It intends to set up infrastructure to attract tech companies and data centers to town. University of Wyoming officials say that Laramie has about 60 technology-based businesses, and some of them came from the Wyoming Technology Business Center. That's a high-tech business incubator near campus. Getz says they conducted a survey and received some positive results.
Projection is that we will create 165 jobs in the next 5 years in the tech center. And so it's a matter of finding places for the existing businesses that are already here to expand and stay and also recruit the new.
Along those lines, University of Wyoming Vice President for Research Bill Gurn says UW plans to purchase some of that property from the city to develop a research park that can be a place for technology companies to go when they leave the incubator and to attract similar companies. Gurn is very optimistic about Laramie's effort.
We're having small technology companies coming to us from other locations saying, we're getting awfully interested in southeastern Wyoming. We like the business climate that we see that Wyoming has created. We want to be closer to the university because the university has a reputation for supporting these kinds of businesses.
The Laramie City Council has agreed to set aside $500,000 to be used as a match to leverage the Wyoming Business Council grant. City Manager Janine Jordan says they are fully on board.
I think the council absolutely saw the vision and realized that there was a carpe diem opportunity here to seize the moment. And to draw in those kind of data center and technology clients.
Jordan and Mitchie's very excited about what growing the technology center could mean for Laramie.
I think this could be a game changer for the community.
The proposed property is located on a ridge above Laramie. It's a flat piece of ag land with nothing on it except a power substation. A bunch of new homes have been built nearby. Some area residents, though, have expressed concern about the size and scope of the project and the fact that some of the facilities would be too close to homes. Nearby resident Shane Murphy says they'd only be a short distance away, which is unacceptable.
The property they're proposing to buy only goes from 100 feet back to a couple acres back. They have a development proposal for this whole huge area that goes way back north on the ridge. But that's not what they're proposing to buy. They're proposing to buy an area that is directly adjacent to neighborhood homes.
Murphy says there is a much better way to go.
To me, this proposal would be so much better if they took the whole parcel of land they're proposing to buy, made that a setback, made that a green space that people could enjoy, and then developed beyond there.
City and economic development officials say the area will be more like a campus with trails incorporated into the plan, and they say they're trying to address resident concerns. But Murphy says communication has been lacking. He and others also note there are other vacant structures that could be used for economic development purposes in the community right now. But Gay Stockman, who heads up Laramie's Economic Development Corporation, says those structures are not adequate. Stockman calls this an important moment.
We really need to diversify our income for the county, and providing opportunities for capital improvements, property taxes, sales tax, things like that is significant for our future.
The Business Council will consider Laramie's grant application in December, and the State Loan and Investment Board will have the final say after that.